that the Trump administration implemented a policy that separated families and should have never separated them in the first place.
Alfonso David is counsel to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102. Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Like the Husky 4-Tier Steel Shelf Unit. Right now, a special buy at just $159. It'll hold up to 2,000 pounds. That is a ton. So don't sweat the big stuff. Organize it. The Pack Store Save event is going on now, and it's only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up two Armor All Canister Wipes for $8. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes. Buy two for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rich Thomas Weather.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances, up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the program.
I guess you wonder where I've been.
Oh yeah.
I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know.
Sing it, Bobby.
Sing it. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
I love it.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me. From your love,
go ahead, Bob.
I came back to let
this is one of those songs that I have no clue.
Now, I would not attempt to sing this song.
But you know the words.
Oh, I do. No. I would learn this song.
Now, y'all think this is good love-making music?
Hold on.
What you won't do.
Oh, yeah.
For love.
I think so.
You tried everything, but you don't give up.
Yeah, that's about the right beat.
You think it is?
That's this about
is
the good, right beat.
Good right. Oh, that's about the right beat.
Oh, yeah.
You slow.
Slow
and ponderous, baby.
Hey, dude. I'm not going there.
It's cool. No. A4, we good? We on a good level good. Right now? Let's not.
No, I was going to say that this type of music you would think is. I would agree with you. Your answer immediately was, this is good love making music.
Oh, yeah.
And in my experience, if I'm in the bedroom with a lady and something like that comes on, I can't keep a straight face. It's too, it like Barry White. No, it's too, hey,
ecstasy.
Or like Teddy Pendergrass, like rub some hot oils on me. Come here, woman. No, it's too over the top. It's too on the nose.
You got to take advantage of that face that you can't keep straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm no, I appreciate Brandon. You doing that, but thank you for sight gags on the radio.
Oh yeah. All right, here, let's see. Let's do you think I can hear it?
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. Wow. So I can't do that, Seth.
I can't.
I have a big tongue. I seriously do. I can touch my nose with my tongue.
Oh, okay, Gene hey, Simmons.
Big Polish tongue.
Ah.
We've been run over by the Germans and the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
The Polish Empire will rise again, though. It will.
Yeah, Konecka sausages.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Konecka sausages.
Where'd that come from?
No, I heard a weird question earlier today.
What's that got to do with Polish?
Yeah, I know.
Like, Polish sausages?
No, Konecka sausages.
No, Polish sausage.
I'm
just trying to be punny.
No. That is a smoked southern sausage.
Okay.
That is very... I know my sausage, sir.
Okay.
I know my sausage.
What's a kielbasa?
A kielbasa is more... It's
that's
mild.
A Yankee.
Yeah,
that's
it's a Yankee.
Oh, I love kielbasa.
I resent that.
What do you think the Polish...
I resent that, too.
...would have immigrated directly to the South? No! That side of my family hails from the ghettos of Newark, New Jersey. I might have said this before, but one side of my family from the ghettos of Newark, New Jersey. They were in the Polish ghettos back when all the ethnicities had their own spot. My grandfather's told me this. You didn't go into the other areas. You didn't go into the Italian area.
Oh, it was
area.
Like the gangs in New York type thing.
Yeah, yeah. And this is like early 1900s, and my grandfather's experience been the 40s and 50s.
Well, and I think that's something we kind of miss down here in the South, because down here in the South, racism is black people versus white people, period. I mean, that's the two races that disagree or segregate themselves from one
then
another.
Then why did the KKK, why were they so against the Jews?
The thing is, well, I don't want
everybody hates the Jews.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that.
Copper, man, they love pennies.
But but up north, from what I know about history and understanding, it was just as bad, the Italians versus the Polacks.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, the Polish versus the
Irish.
The Spaniards or the Irish.
Yeah.
You know, it was white people that hated each other just because of where they came from.
Yeah, different you regions, know. Different dialects, different languages.
And then around that's here, right. It just happened to be color.
And down, that's right. It just comes straight down to color, and that maybe that amplifies it more. That
well, makes it more also, visual.
Yeah, yeah, maybe it's just more visual.
And also, they're up north and down south, I think there's religious prejudice. It's not racism.
Very much so. I mean,
yeah, Protestants and you're wrong.
Catholics.
Hey, Protestants and Catholics.
Right. Well, you know what? I'll say this. It is a look thing, because you had people who were from Ireland who were hated on because they looked a certain way.
Oh,
Scottish
yeah.
people who had, you know, the fiery red hair and stuff like that. They were hated on because of the way they looked. Mm. I don't know. It's like this. If you're not blonde and blue-eyed, you're just...
If you're different, people are scared.
Well,
of you.
We're all screwed if you got to be blonde and blue-eyed.
Uh-huh. Look at me. I freak people out on a regular basis.
I don't see why.
I don't either, but, well, I do. Look at me, really?
You look like the cool college professor.
Now that I shaved, 2 days ago, I was totally chong.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
I like the cigarette in the earlobe.
Really?
Yeah, and the... No,
other
not
ear.
The lobe. The other ear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you left your... I didn't know if you were making a fashion statement or if you were just saving it for later.
Well, I was talking to Brandon.
Did you really forget about it being
yeah.
there? Oh, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Hey, man, I am a cool dude.
You ever roll them up in your sleeve?
Like
they did back in the old 50s
like
movies?
The old greasers?
Oh,
I wanted to be one
Take
of those
Take your
guys.
Wife beater and roll it up and sit it on top of your shoulder.
The guy from the Subaru place, Nick.
Yeah.
That's his doing. He's a dude that would do something like that.
Oh, man. My God. I just feel like...
Old school car guy, man.
Now, I heard a weird question on a podcast earlier today.
Okay. Run it by us.
Would you rather, and you mentioning Konecka and us getting into the differences between sausages, made me think of this. Would you rather have sausage fingers, and don't overthink this, literally your fingers are sausages, or would you... rather sweat mayonnaise.
Sweat mayonnaise.
Oh my God. I hate mayonnaise and I'd eat my fingers.
Sweat mayonnaise.
What about you, 84? Polish sausage fingers? Yeah, it's sausage. Sausage fingers or sweating mayonnaise?
That's a ridiculous question.
It really is.
No, it's a very serious question, good sir.
All right.
Kind sir.
While you think.
I mean, I'm with Seth. I mean, if I had sausage fingers, I mean, I wouldn't have, I'd have stubs. I mean, I'd eat them. I'd be like, you know, about 11 o'clock, I'd be like,
Exactly.
It's pretty tasty.
I'd be sucking on my fingers.
Mm.
What are you doing? Playing with my Konecka.
Sweating mayonnaise? I guess sweating mayonnaise, because then, like, the other night, we ran out of mayonnaise. We happened trying to have BLT.
Exactly.
And I could just took the bread and just rubbed it up
wherever.
Under my arm
right.
or whatever. So
and
I guess I'd sweat mayonnaise
Miracle
if I had
whip?
To.
No.
Hey.
I'm a
what's
Yankee,
wrong
man.
With, what's wrong with Miracle
I was born
whip?
In West Virginia.
That's not mayonnaise.
It's salad dressing, dude. It's
really?
A northern thing. Or down here, they don't play like that. They play straight up Hellman's.
Ooh.
We
no,
do we do sweet salad dressing.
Blue plate.
Yes, we do.
Blue plate?
Blue plate. Yes.
That's your mayo
That
choice?
Is.
My plates are blue.
Yes. Dukes or blue plate.
Oh, I was about to say Dukes.
That's
Hellman's.
Southern mayonnaise.
Okay. Right. So what? Okay.
Or maybe a nice chipotle aioli.
Okay. Here's
or
my question.
Well, aioli. Now you get into some real stuff.
Yeah, that's high
you
gluten.
Get into
now.
Aiolis.
Okay. So here's my question. What about barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce.
Make your own.
Make your own. Okay. We don't have a preferred.
I prefer the Carolina style mustard barbecue sauce.
Yeah, and that's Dale's. Easy to make.
Dale.
That's all I do is Dale.
Guy's name? Johnny something. Barbecue sauce is good sauce.
Okay.
Dadgummit.
Yeah. You know what I hate when people from other places they say they're gonna barbecue.
Yeah.
You know they ain't barbecuing, they grilling. You ain't barbecuing until
What's
you bust
the difference
out the
between grilling and barbecuing?
Grilling is not barbecue sauce involved.
Oh, so no, I would say barbecuing is you have a smoker, you're cooking up a sauce inside. See,
barbecue
I like to do,
sauce is involved in this.
I like to do a sweet heat rack of ribs. Ooh. Like, put the dry rub on initially when they're being smoked or done in the oven if necessary. It's not the same, though. You got to smoke them. And, like, maybe a little cumin. Ooh. A little deep heat that hits the back of the throat. Man. But then when you take them off and you put on the wet, and before you cook them a little more, some, like, brown sugar and honey. So you get that sweet up front and then the deep heat in the back. I like sweet heat.
Yeah, barbecue is like your pork stuff. That's when you're smoking or doing something like a Boston butt or ribs or something that. Grilling is hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks. That's grilling. Yeah,
but you go to the rest of the country and it's always all barbecue.
Well, they're barbecue always wrong.
You're from that part of the country, bro.
Of course.
So am I. Do they call it barbecuing?
Yeah. Actually, 84 corrected me on one of shows I was on.
I lived in Pennsylvania.
He was like, no, what do you have on your back porch? Do you have a barbecue or do you have a grill? I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. But when they have competitions, do they call it a grilling competition or a barbecue competition?
It depends on the competition.
Where they're
depends
at.
On what it is.
They don't have grilling competitions. They're all barbecues. They're all smoking chickens or smoking a Boston butt or smoking ribs or, you know, something like that. So that is more technical cooking, it takes more time and knowledge. Grilling, anybody can chunk a daggone burger on top of a fire and blister it on both sides and put it on a bun.
Right.
That's grilling.
Right.
Grilling is for rookies.
Guys are making me hungry. Okay?
Me too. That's why I'm talking about this.
I want to say happy Friday 13th and happy birthday to Rose.
Oh, happy birthday, Rose.
She is two today, Bill.
Oh, I saw that this morning. I meant to say something when I saw you today.
Thank you.
Your daughter is two. Officially two.
She's officially two. Terrible two.
Yeah.
And I told her mama, I said, it's okay to beat her now.
Wow.
Hey, that is a great age, though. I mean, when you hit that.
Because before then,
about year and a half to two and a half, I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, oh, man, she's awesome.
I thought you didn't like your kids until they could really have a conversation with you.
No. When they can wipe their rear end, that's when I started liking them. I didn't like changing diapers.
Okay,
that is a fun age. They're small enough you can throw them, and I mean you can throw them as high as you can in the air, like
and then
15
she's
foot
like,
in the
yeah!
air, and yeah, and they're just like woohoo!
We are going to have so much fun at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow.
So wait a minute. So do you guys? Like, now, do you guys take, like, advice from parenting books and stuff like that, or do you just play it by ear and just go along with it?
No, to hell with parenting books.
People. A lot of other parents, and if they know something about the issue, they'll give you their advice.
I mean, that's essentially the... Wait a minute, I'm sorry. That's essentially the same thing, isn't it? Because parent books pull it from regular people.
You read a parent book. Lame, okay?
Look. I'm going to tell you, Brandon, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what you run into because we kind of fell into a place where we had like two or three when our friends first started having their children. And they would like come to me or Lauren and like, well, we've been reading this book and they say you should do this and this and this. And we would just laugh our ass off. Like, yeah, you go on and try it if you want to. This is what you got to do. And the thing about raising children, every child is different.
Yes.
And there is absolutely no book that can tell you how to raise your child because they've not met your child, they've not lived with your child, they do not know your child's personality.
And it's your child, so it's basically you.
It's a part of you.
Basically half of you. So I deal with her like I would want it to have been dealt when I was little.
Yeah. But she's going to be vastly different because as she gets older, she's going to exhibit more of her mom's
qualities. She's
going to
be nothing like me.
But I feel like if I have a kid, though, I would want to protect them, provide for them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe encourage them in particular ways if I see something they might be interested in. But I worry, and some parents, it's like you're indoctrinating your kid. You're kind of living vicariously through
them.
I don't like that.
Independence, man. I want her to be independent.
But you have to consider this, though. There's a fine line between protecting and coddling. You don't want to coddle your kid.
Right.
Were you coddled?
God, no.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100% sure.
Well, what if it's not coddled? What if it's like your father's a drill sergeant, like a taskmaster? Like, always has you work, maybe too much. You look back and go, I didn't have a childhood. But later in life...
It's
actually serving you well.
It's awesome.
You get stuff done.
You work like
a maniac.
You get stuff done, but you're socially awkward. You don't know how to talk to people because you've never been around people your own age. So, yeah,
you might have underlying anger issues.
You learn that over time. But that's easy for you.
That's because of your personality. If someone didn't have your type of personality to just be able to walk up to people and just start a cold conversation with them, everybody can't do that. That is a unique skill.
I cannot do that.
Well, I'll tell you this. Children raise you as much as you raise children.
I agree with that.
You mature as much as a parent as the child does growing up. Because it teaches you to do things like that, not be the drill sergeant. Because,
right.
I mean, I think that's probably normal in most cases for the man to be, you're going to do this, this, and this, and here's the list. And it's normal for the mother to say, oh, don't say this to him or her, and coddle them.
Yeah.
And you have to find that there's a fine line there where you come together and... It's not easy, but it is damn fun.
Her
thing's at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow. I can't wait.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what usually happens? God usually, corrects all that. For the father that's a drill sergeant, guess what? All of that is nice until it comes out and the doctor's like, oh, it's a girl. His whole world is done. It's over with.
Well,
that whole strict thing.
He probably becomes really protective.
Yeah, he becomes protective, but she pretty much does what she wants, and he thinks everything she does is golden.
I would disagree with you on that. I mean, you would think that. You don't have any children, right?
No, but yeah. I've seen things.
I had two brothers, and my three first cousins were boys that we grew up together. I was only around, never been, the only woman I was ever around was my mother. Ever.
Same
and
here.
My first child was a girl. My second child was a girl. My third child was a girl.
Oh, Lord.
And when Sydney was born, it's written down in her little book, first words out of my mouth, what in the hell are we going to do with a girl? I mean, that literally was the first words that came out of my mouth. But you don't treat them any differently than you would a boy. Now, you might protect them a little bit more. You're saying that, but you don't have a child. As far as raising them, you treat them the same way.
You can't argue with him on this.
Wait a minute, but yes, I can, because you want
it's
me to
like
tell you why?
I'm the
oldest child from the oldest child. Plus, in my set, there were three boys.
In your set?
One girl. So I have three brothers, one sister. The one sister? Oh, she got away with murder.
Oh, really?
She got away with murder.
Was she the baby?
No. She was the next oldest after me. But because she was the only girl, she was given a lot of liberties that the rest of us weren't given.
But I bet baby boy was, too.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's
yeah, the
right
youngest
now.
Usually Ta-da. Gets away with a lot.
19
more.
Years old right now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Yeah,
well, I think that's the parents. They tried really hard with the first few, and they realize... You don't have to have your hands on all the time.
That's actually a pretty good point because
yeah.
it is, and you do kind of fall down probably a little bit on the discipline on your children because I mean once you get to 4 or 5 you're like to hell with it. That's not that bad.
You say forget it and then get love.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Talk to Debbie. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, Debbie.
I hope everybody over there is having a blast.
Oh yeah.
How
it's
you
a
doing,
blasty
man?
Blast.
Y'all sound so good over there. I was just going to put my 2 cents in. You know, when my father was growing up, now this is a long time ago, he's nearly 80, He said he started working in the fields at 7. So, you know, when you're talking about, well, they don't have social skills, they don't know how to play. My father didn't really understand what kids do today. He didn't have that. That is true. But now social skills, they had plenty because they were around people 24/7. They were working with the family, and they were all ages.
Yeah.
And so you were from sun up, after you ate your breakfast, out there working with them until just about sundown, and then you came in and you sat down with everybody and you ate with everybody. Then you sat outside with everybody and just sit there and just talk. You didn't have the TV. You didn't have all these things that we have today to go off in separate rooms and do our separate little things. No, it was a family from first in the morning until, I mean, 24/7, really.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Kind of what we do now.
Yeah, but you have to consider also back then people had it wasn't uncommon for people to have 10 kids because you literally needed hands to help work.
And your uncles and your first cousins and everybody's all about the same age.
Exactly. Because back then, true. Like you said, you didn't have TV, you didn't have radio,
no.
So you found other ways to keep yourself entertained.
Isn't that the truth? Yes, sir. But now, you know, when I was a kid, now I'm getting closer to the 60 age.
Okay.
When I was a kid, we weren't inside. You know, you're supposed to be outside like kids are supposed to, and you're supposed to play all day. You know, you come in at certain times to do your chores.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was school, you did your chores before you ever walked out the door. Of course, you had to change your clothes, do your homework and all that. But, I mean, it was one of those things. You had a routine. We did have chores we had to do. We had to, you know, wash the dishes, sweep the floors, mop, all that. Just like, we had a stay-at-home mom, but that wasn't the point. The point was, when you hit a certain age, you had responsibilities as a family. You were part of that family. You had to work as a unit, and you learned real quick what your jobs were.
Yeah,
and there was no division of sex either. My brother had to do the same chores that I did, and vice versa, inside and out.
And that's cool, but the thing that's ended that, I'm going to take a book from Joey right here. The Book of Faces pretty much ended all that. You know, kids come in now, they're checking their social media. It's either that, their IG, or their Twitter.
Yes.
And what also ended that, it's called a dishwasher. So I just load it in there, push a button, and just walk away.
I don't have a dishwasher. Never have.
I am the dishwasher.
Me too.
Well, I grew up with that too, but I mean, like I said, a lot of things have changed between the ages.
Yes. Brandon.
Well, it is. I think Brandon makes a good point. Things have gotten easy on us.
Sure.
Now, you have to kind of manufacture ways to give your children responsibility.
True.
And I do think that's very important that they have a responsibility, and then they feel they get that fulfillment of performing
completion.
A task, yes, and completing it.
And also work with them.
Doing what they are supposed to do, you know, what they've been allocated to do, even if it's simply putting the dishes in the dishwasher and taking them out instead of hand washing.
And a little pat on the head means the world.
Yeah, do something. And Debbie, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thanks so much.
You know, it's interesting that the more comfortable we become, like the easier things get, I think the tougher it is to learn responsibility and learn how to actually be self-directed.
And in one way,
it's
the more miserable that we in general get.
It's not as physically miserable, but psychologically, I think there are a lot of people who have the TV, who have plenty of food.
Boredom.
And moving around and getting up and doing stuff makes you feel good. So when you don't do that, you kind of feel crappy.
And see, one of the things, like I experienced that today on Friday the 13th.
Oh, really?
I had a situation come up at my job where I didn't get paid.
Oh, no.
Because my job, apparently, with my account number, had been forgetting a zero.
Oh, no.
And the bank had been fixing it without telling either one of us. They had just been fixing it and putting it in my account.
And they didn't fix it this time?
No. June 8th, they say they sent me out a letter saying that they would no longer fix it. So when the 13th came up and it was time to get paid, guess who's the only one without a paycheck?
Why wouldn't they just permanently fix it?
Because it makes too much sense.
Laziness. That does make too much sense.
It makes too much
sense.
Wait,
and was there like a fee charged? No.
See what happened was the check came to my bank, and my bank, seeing that the zero was missing, and they didn't fix it, so they just sent the check back to my job.
Oh,
laziness, man.
Oh, of course.
Nobody
takes
pride in their work.
Yeah. Man, let's go back to the phones and talk to Gary. I'm sorry that happened to you, Brandon. What's up, Gary?
Hey, bud. Great show today. Good cast.
Thank you.
You got a true hero over there. That mayor is something else, isn't he?
Really? Oh, Gary. Yeah. It's Gary G. I know it who is Gary G.
I'm telling you, 84, you never cease to amaze me.
Well,
I do have a, go ahead.
I do my best. I do my best.
I bet you do. I'm just going to commend you on something. I was very fortunate to have children, three girls and a boy. Fortunate enough to have eight grandchildren, four girls, four boys. And somewhere down the line, they're going to ask you, well, who do you love the most?
Ooh, none of y'all.
That question always comes up. My answer to them was, I never loved either one more. I just loved one first.
There you go.
That's slick.
That's pretty good, eldest, here.
I'm telling you, the eldest was loved the longest.
Of course.
So
of course.
They always say, well, will you ever? I say, when you get to be your age, I'll love you just as much. Thank you.
That's a good way to answer that, Gary.
See, I think I'd be an idiot and be like, I like you better.
Yeah, my answer would be Sarah.
Joey, you said a key word. There's a difference of liking and loving.
Right. I see your point. You're talking about a selfless love.
You are slick. You are slick.
You got it on me. I'd just be like, all y'all suck.
Hey, there are times when you dislike them very much, but you still love them.
Exactly.
I love your show. Y'all doing outstanding.
Thank you.
Hero, you keep being a hero.
All right. We'll see you, Gary.
No, this man... He found his car, his truck, from him.
That's hardcore.
Without the police really helping him. He helped chase off another person.
They can't help you.
A robber?
Man, you just...
Was it a burglar?
It was not technically...
Armed?
Burglary, because...
Or attempted burglary?
Grand theft auto?
No, there's some rule. The deputies was going over it. The way that the fence is around the weed eater cage thing going in, they didn't break into a structure. And since there was a gap, this is the way...
Since there was a gap between
the
structure
and... This is how stupid laws are.
No, but the lock structure and the fence, yeah.
But there's a gap between the fence and the roof that covers this structure, which is about a foot.
Right.
It was technically criminal trespassing is what they were doing.
Okay.
Had there been a piece of metal coming down to the top of the fence, it would have been burglary.
Okay.
But since it was open on top, it was just trespassing.
And so you chased off some criminal trespassers.
Yeah.
I mean, he could see their taillights, but they sped away too quickly, right?
Yeah, the old
then
green truck,
also, when
she
the
wouldn't
crazy
keep up.
Storms came through a week or two ago, didn't you, like, save a sign from blowing down or something like that?
Yeah, there was...
Like, in the middle of the storm, you pull over...
Yeah, it blew out into Highway 31. Hey, look...
The mayor's
job is never done.
Mayor.
It's never done.
Heck,
you're always on call.
And we got to hit a break here, but I also see you have your little legal pad there.
Ooh, I got a pad.
You got a question or two?
I think I might have a question that kind of goes with... what we've been talking about.
Okay, I want
to
hear
an extent.
That. I want to hear that when we get back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Joey Clark
Radio.
It'd
be good for everybody, too. I mean, it's...
The panel's here.
An open question.
The mayor of Pentlala, Mr. Spotlow.
Woo!
The man who dreams big and aims high, especially when it comes to love, and Brandon, God's gift to Ross. He may not like marriage, but he'll love you.
I like
now.
I like that.
We'll be right back. In my world.
Joey Clark.
Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
The
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. Like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Not 10%, not 20%. Get up to 25% off MSRP at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the summer clearance event, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited, zero money down, just $279 per month. New 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude, zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your old car for cash, even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do
you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Over the weekend, you may have to dodge some raindrops from time to time, but it will cool off some lucky communities. Tonight, showers will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous than they were today. Still, not every town will get one. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll be in the low 90s Sunday, but better rain chances, up to a 50 to 60% probability, which is pretty good. Same thing on Monday as well. Our weather app will show you where the storms are and where they're going to be. Plus, push notifications for any severe weather alerts. And when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, and radar for that area. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Oh, one of my favorite songs ever.
Oh, that's nice.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, okay.
Off the Fresh album, If You Want Me to Stay.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. Got to be me.
Okay.
You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, well,
I'm trying to find a place to stop it, but I can't.
The person.
That happens to me. The funk just sneaks up on me and grabs me.
And your face starts making funny things. You start squinting one eye.
That's a seizure, dude.
Oh, right there.
I wonder how.
Okay, so we left off with the mayor over here.
Do I get my lesson?
Go ahead.
Sly and the Family Stones, right?
Sly and the Family Stone.
The name of the song?
If You Want Me to Stay.
All right, cool. You teach me stuff on this kind of tune.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
I was digging it, man.
That's really, really good stuff. That's one of my favorites ever. So,
Sartain,
Mayor of Pentlala, Mr. 84.
C.
You got a question? You said you did.
Yeah, I was, and I really don't know how to really phrase this.
Well, just spit it out.
It's the, have you ever... Just did you turn my mic off or my earphones go?
Oh my! Your earphones went out. I wouldn't do that to you.
My jack's messed up. The have you ever found yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've found myself
every time.
Peanut gallery.
Have you? You made it easy.
Have you ever found yourself holding yourself back out of respect?
Have you ever found yourself holding yourself back out of respect?
Of someone else. Limiting what you could accomplish in fear that you would hurt someone else's feelings if you, like, overdid what they were doing. Does that make any sense? I'm having a hard time
rephrasing
this.
Well, what he's getting to is pulling back.
You could be great, but instead of being great and making sense, because I'll put it this way,
but you don't
I'll give
ruin
you an
somebody
example.
Else?
Seth trained me, and Seth's doing something and I could do it better, but instead of doing better than Seth, I'm not going to do it quite as good because I don't want to hurt Seth's feelings and be better than my mentor or the person that trained me, or just you and I work together.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he's been here longer than me. Do you ever find yourself pulling yourself back and limiting yourself
yes.
to what you could accomplish?
You can't always steal the spotlight. You can't always go ham.
Why?
Well, no, because sometimes you got to give the stage up to other people.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but I think
even if you're better than them,
I got an opinion.
Even if you're better than them,
even if you have a better product than they have, sure. whatever it is, whether it's entertainment or service or what have you.
I don't think you should do it perpetually, and you should find another venue in order to excel. But I think out of respect for somebody, say somebody comes to you and they're telling you about some idea, and you already know the idea. This is an example for me. Like, people come up to me and start talking to me because they know I'm on political talk radio. Oh, Joey, did you hear this? And I'm like, in my head, yeah, I've heard that like 1,000 times before. But I humor them out of respect,
mm-hmm.
and I'll listen to their point of view and their argument. And I don't belittle them, even if I think
that's different.
I'm not talking about that. I mean, I'm not talking about being cordial to someone and mm-hmm. entertaining someone's foolishness.
So you train me on how to do this.
All right.
And I catch it on, and I start doing it. Well, then, all of a sudden, for some reason, I get to the point of where I could be better than you is what he's talking about.
Sure.
What do you do? Do I stop? I don't get better than
don't
you,
stop.
But what I do
never
is
stop.
Communication. It's, hey, coach, you're the man. You know, mm-hmm. what do you think? And normally what coach says is run with it. You got this.
Yeah, you should.
And then all I do is you can't forget where you got it from or it'll go away.
Well, I also believe that the old adage that the student becomes the teacher, you know, because it gets to a point where if you do become better than the person who taught you the stuff, it's up to you to pass some of the knowledge back to them.
And the students should excel beyond teachers. I think
that's always the greatest teachers.
But I'm looking for a specific example here. What do you mean? Because one thing that came to mind is, like, say you want to stop drinking or you want to change your life in any big way, whether you're addicted to something or
I want to start doing something.
Well, what happens is people that say that you're friends with them, and so you want to stop drinking, you might have had this happen, Seth. Like, you stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been people like, oh, you don't drink anymore. I don't want to hang out with him. And you
it's
realize,
the other way around.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, you. It was the other way
it's
around.
Like, y'all drink. I don't want to hang out with y'all.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's no fun if you don't drink.
Because they get all up in your face and their breasts smell rough. And
I think when you try to better yourself and excel, sometimes you can lose friends if you don't sugarcoat it.
And
that's different than what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about like vices or lifestyles. I'm talking job-wise.
Career and stuff.
Do you have an employee that's
held
better than
your,
you?
No, I don't.
Nobody.
I wish I did.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I tell the guys that I hire, I tell them, I want you to be better than me. I hadn't found one yet. And I'm just being honest. I'm not being ugly or, you know, I don't know what you call it.
Well, I think at work it comes down to your role.
But
like, I don't, on Dan's show and Greg's show, I don't behave the same way I do on my show.
Exactly.
But that's because it's their show.
Well, that's why I say it's hard for me to phrase this question.
Oh, look who's in the building.
It's hard.
Oh, DJ Fresh.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Fresh?
I love it.
I just to say hello to y'all.
Hey, man. How you doing?
He never leaves.
Hell yeah.
He never leaves.
No, he's always working.
I love it that he finally smiles at me. For the first, like, month or two, you looked at me like I was going to rob you. He's like, what does bum want? I ain't got no cheeseburger.
No, I just had to keep my eyes on you. That's all.
Hey, I'd keep my eyes on him too, Fresh.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too, man. Always,
you're the last face I see pretty much every night.
Pretty much, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we see each other all the time, man. So we always try to compliment each other.
Yeah.
You know,
it's easy to compliment.
See which one's the ugliest one.
I've got you beat there.
He always looks fresh. I love it.
Good seeing you.
Talk.
Yeah, I need you on the show sometimes. Full
anytime,
guest.
Anytime. I'm here.
Okay, cool.
Hey, later, man.
Right. See you later.
So,
But
I'm just talking more about growing up,
in sports or anything else. I mean, was it ever a time that you said, oh, I could be better than this kid, but, you know, he's my friend, if I do better than him,
he should be proud of me because he's my friend.
I would be the starter, and he would go to second string. I mean, did you ever
As much as I can be in most of life deferential and cordial, if it is a competitive environment, I want, and I know I'm better, I'm going to be better.
Okay.
Well, your real friends will be like, hey, man, do it. You know, if you're better than I am, run with it, Holmes.
Yeah. And if I lose to somebody, if somebody beats me at my own craft, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, think about like comedy. I mean, there are people that are probably better stand-ups than other stand-ups, but there's a lot of room for
improvement,
but also there's a lot of time on any given stage. Like, it's not like you have to steal the spotlight from the other person, so you should never hold back, I think. I'm wondering where the question came from is at this point, because what situation have you ever done this in your life?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
trying to say I'm getting better than Joey?
No. I still had to be honest. No, negative. No, I was just wondering if this mentality of the participation trophies and everybody, you know, is treated the same. If it's like there was a story, and I can't remember where I heard it from, it was a graduation that we went to this past year.
Mm-hmm.
There were 8 valedictorians in the class.
Did they all have the same GPA?
Wow! No way.
There's no way.
I don't want to hurt their feelings.
8 valedictorians.
What if they all had 4 O's?
Every one of them. It does not matter. You can't all have the exact same grade.
Somebody got to be at some point.
Hell no. You ain't got 8 people that's got the exact same grade.
What if they all got hundreds?
Every last one of them? Come on,
no,
now, Joe.
You can't. Everybody can't get 100. Everybody got an A. An A is from 90.
Yeah.
Well,
what if it was an educational anomaly?
I went to school, an A was from 92 to 100.
Right. It was 90 to 100 with me.
93 to 100.
Yeah.
This 92 right here was a B.
Is where B plus? Shootings come from. Because 8 people, valedictorians, you can't just have one. So those other 7 people.
Somebody was smarter than everybody else in that class. That's the valedictorian.
And the other 7 people are getting lied to. Reality tells them, they're not going to be able to take it.
All 8 give a speech?
Every single one of them.
That makes me want to shoot somebody. Glad I wasn't invited.
It's a good thing I didn't have a gun in my pocket. I would not be here tonight.
But this is
a class of like 30.
Mm.
Yeah. But
10% of the damn class were valedictorians.
Now. You know what happened? I bet somebody complained.
One of those parents.
My baby is just as smart as the rest of them. It's like, no, they're not. Your baby's an idiot. It's cool.
No, but there is, I think, an important concept, and it's a little academic, but it's a comparative advantage in economics. Like, say there is one person that's better at everything than everybody else. It is still to his advantage to specialize in one of those things, or maybe 2 of those things, and then let somebody who maybe isn't as good as him at option number 3 still do option number 3. Because it's to his advantage to work together with others.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, you can't do every single thing.
Oh, no, but if you're asking me, should people hide their excellence out of respect or some weird egalitarianism? No.
Mm-mm.
Well, but people do it every day. In their careers, you know, a lot of people have held themselves back. Like, I get told all the time, oh, that's all you do? You're not like a car salesman or anything? Like,
yeah.
No.
Well, and it is good, like, if you have the initiative and the brilliance, like, go ahead and take credit. But even if you say, I saw a tweet from Elon Musk. Somebody was saying, oh, you're a billionaire now. What are you doing, hoarding money? He said, actually, no, I didn't hoard money. I created 50,000 jobs directly, 250,000 jobs indirectly. And what did you do? He's got a point, but there's also this idea that Elon Musk works with a whole team of people. He got it. He has investors. He has other brilliant scientists working with him.
Nobody's successful thinking they do it all by themselves.
Oh, of course not. I think he just got mad at the idea that, especially when you get these numbers, Musk is a billionaire. It's not like he's sitting there like Scrooge McDuck swimming in gold.
Well, you have to realize we call them, in my community, haters.
Oh, yeah.
You need them. You need them.
Right.
Yeah. But now, and maybe it's just because we saw the movie The Incredibles,
and
I think about how that in the first Incredibles movie that they couldn't use their superpowers, and the little Dash. Mm. Yeah, you know, Dash couldn't run, and Dad was like, "I want him to run," and Elastigirl was like, "Nope. Nope, you cannot do that." And so he had to kind of jog.
And he couldn't be
all that he could be.
Because at the end of the movie, he had a race, and they were up there like, "Well, go. Wait a minute, but slow down a little bit. Slow down. You know, make it close." And they were trying to tell him to come in second.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that is creeping into society, though, through this.
But even out of the utmost respect, like my grandfather playing basketball with me, he expected us at a certain point to be able to beat him one-on-one. He beat us one-on-one all the time. And at a certain point, I was able to beat him.
Right.
We would race in the yard. No hard feelings once you beat him.
Yeah, but you earned it. You weren't given it.
You earned it.
And when you succeed your successor, then that should light a fire under boss man's butt to catch up with you. So it's a never-ending race. To, hey, you're better than me. All right, well, watch this, you know? And then it's like, oh, I got you. And then it's like, I got you. And then the next thing you know, you guys have gone to a point where nobody's been before.
Right.
Well, but that won't happen if you're being humble. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Because once you are the best at something, you're naturally going to plateau right there.
Right.
And until someone comes up and is better than you,
or
approaches you, you're not going to, there's nothing to drive you any further.
A rival. Everybody needs a rival.
But it should be self-directed. I think actually comparing yourself all the time, and I'm not talking about something that can be measured like a race, like who ran the fastest, who jumped the furthest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more, if you are trying to be better and better and better, it should be, am I better than I was yesterday or a year
exactly.
ago? I think if you start comparing yourself like, I'm better than this person, I'm better than that person, you might be, technically, you might have a higher IQ or whatever, you might have made more money, but I think it's dangerous because either you're going to keep comparing yourself to others and your accomplishment isn't going to be your own, it's going to be more like, oh, I showed them, or you're going to get into this mentality where you're lazy and you think I'm better and better and better until you get beat. And you start resting on your laurels. I think it's just dangerous to think in those terms, I'm better than these other people, or he's better than me, they look better. No, just make yourself better, and are you improving with you as the baseline, I think is the best approach.
Try to suck less than the day before.
All right?
Instead of being like a big head about it, I'm the best. No, you're the worst, but just be the top of the worst.
And keep shooting for the moon.
Yeah.
Keep going for those alternative models.
Always, man.
Because even
I have
if you
high hopes. You know why? Because I'm 6'1".
And then, even if you... What's the old term? You know, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you land amongst the stars.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Something like that.
You trying to say I'm a star?
Hey, we're all stars.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen.
It's been great, man.
That's the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be back Monday.
Already over?
Already over.
Man, you got to get another hour or two.
I think so.
Three hours of Joey Love.
It'll come when it needs to.
Exactly.
That's at least what I tell myself sometimes.
Hey.